Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States brushing aside a series of claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that could hit a target anywhere in the world. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports lawmakers are slamming Mr. Putin.
President Putin said Russia's new weapons include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a new hypersonic missile. He said Moscow's adversaries have failed to contain Russia, and that those who didn't listen to Russia before will, quote, listen to us now. At the Capitol, Putin's speech prompted derision from Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I view Mr. Putin like I view any murderer or criminal. When they say something, they're probably lying, but you have to take it seriously.
Putin is expected to secure another 6 years at Russia's helm in an election later this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump has announced he will be imposing hefty tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to protect U.S. producers, risking retaliation from major trade partners like China, Europe, and neighboring Canada. President's announcement sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.7%. The S&P 500 fell 1.4%. Another mass abduction of schoolgirls in northeastern Nigeria has exposed how little progress has been made. When Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari took office, eradicating the Boko Haram militants and rescuing the hundreds of women and children who had been held captive by the group was one of the main pledges of his speech. This is VOA News. Trump administration calling on Russia for ideas on its humanitarian corridor evacuate civilians from the besieged Damascus suburb, a joke. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord said a 30-day ceasefire in eastern Ghouta, approved by the Security Council, is clearly not working. She said the U.S. blames Russia for continuing to train and equip the Syrian military. Meantime, senior U.N. official Jan Egelin says he's received indications Syrian authorities may grant permission for U.N. humanitarian convoys to enter eastern Ghouta to deliver desperately needed aid to civilians. Egelin says he's hopeful any impasse may change. He says an international task force on Syria was informed this week the United Nations may receive a permit to enter the besieged town of Douma, that's in eastern Ghouta, in the next couple of days.
We have 43 trucks standing by to go there and full warehouses to load into the trucks as soon as we get the permit. It was also reported that our colleagues in the ICRC is able to reach another place in eastern Ghouta today. So maybe this was the bleakest hour. Maybe it is now changing.
Egelin says it's crucial to negotiate a pause in the fighting that is respected by all parties and to establish a two-way corridor that meets humanitarian standards. President Trump says he has spoken with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions about bringing a lawsuit against companies involved in the opioid business. Mr. Trump spoke at a White House opioid summit about needing strength and with respect to the pushers and the drug dealers.
And if we don't do that, you're never going to solve the problem. If you want to be weak and you want to talk about just blue ribbon committees, that's not the answer. The answer is you have to have strength and you have to have toughness. The drug dealers, the drug pushers are really doing damage. Some countries have a very, very tough penalty, the ultimate penalty. And by the way, they have much less of a drug problem than we do.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 42,000 people died from opioid overdoses in 2016. Bangladesh has requested neighboring Myanmar to withdraw its security forces from their common border following a Myanmar troop buildup near a camp where thousands of Rohingya Muslim refugees have been living since fleeing Myanmar in August. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.